We are 10 lines up from the bottom on Chaf Zayin Omid Beis. We just discussed the prohibition of being healed by an idolater or by a min. Then we tried to distinguish between a Vaday Mace and a Sefik Mace. If it's a Vaday Mace, it would be okay because Chai Yesha Lo Chai Shinan. And in the case of the min, in the previous story, Rabbi Shmuel didn't allow his nephew to be healed by the min. Toso says it's simply because he invoked the name of Avodah Zarah in the process to heal, and that would be a problem. But without that, it wouldn't be an issue. The Gemara now continues with the story, a little bit of Rabbi Shmuel and his nephew. Amar Mar Lo Avartal Divri Chavercha Shaya Omri Meporet Geri Chener Nachash. Rabbi Shmuel praised his nephew for not violating the words of the rabbis that someone who breaks down a fence will be bitten by a snake. Well, it says the Gemara, Iunami Chav Yatarke. He was bitten by a snake. So what are you worried about? Meporet Geri Chener Nachash. It says if you only violate the break down the fence, you're bitten by a snake. Well, he was bitten by the snake, so we're not concerned he's going to be bitten by another snake. So Gemara says, "Chivya derabanan deleis leasus aklal." Now, what he means is, it's not a snake bite, but it's a bite by the rabbis. In other words, that you can't be healed from it. In other words, it's a break from tradition, and a break from tradition, you can't be healed. Umay havalei lemeimar. Now the Gemara says, back to the story. This nephew said, "I have a source for you to be healed." And I'll bring you the proof, but then he died before he had a chance to bring him the proof. So what was the proof? Perhaps it would have been that you should live by it, by the Torah, and not die by the Torah. That sounds like a good proof. So therefore, you should be able to be healed even by an idolater or by a min. For Rabbi Yishmael, hani mili bitzina. That's only in private, aval befarhesiolo, but when it's done in publicly, then you can't be healed. Even though it's v'chaibahem, v'chaibahem only applies, says Rabbi Yishmael, in private, not in public. The Tanya, let's learn in a brisa. Hi, Rabbi Yishmael, Omer. Says Rabbi Yishmael, minayin shim omrim lola adam avor avodas kochavim ve'al tarog shiyahavod ve'al yehareg. What's the source? That if a person tells you, a non-Jew tells you, an idolater tells you, serve this idol, and I won't kill you. Says Rabbi Shmuel, how do you know that you should serve the idol and not be killed? Tamlamar v'chai behem, v'lo shemes behem, because you have to live by the Torah. So fine, so you'll violate a big prohibition today, but you'll have so many opportunities to live by the word of the Torah. Yachal afilo b'farhesya. I might have thought that this would apply, whether it's done in private, whether the idolater forces you to bow down in private to his idol, and even in public. Tamalomar velosachalu Hashem kachi. Comes the verse to tell us, no, don't desecrate my holy name. And by doing it in public, it's a desecration of God's name. So, according to Rabbi Shmuel, you would only be allowed to do it in private. In this case, clearly we're assuming that it was a public situation where he was bitten by the snake, and there were a number of people around, and therefore Rabbi Shmuel didn't want him to be healed by the idolater. Now, as it pertains to this last statement of Rabbi Shmuel, that a person can serve idols in private and not in public, well, hold on a second, that's part of the big three. We always know that Yarag Val Yavor doesn't applies to Avodah Zarah, Shvichos Damim, and Gilui Arayos, whether it's Bitsina or Bifarhesya. And furthermore, we also know that there's an element of Yarag Val Yavor, even if it's not the big three, in public. That if someone tells you in public to eat non-kosher, then there's a strong sense to say Yarag Val Yavor, even though it's not one of the big three, but because it's in public, you shouldn't do it. Because it's Lo Sechalu Hashem Kachi. So Rabbi Shmuel doesn't seem to be following what our general practice is. So Tosos points this out, and Tosos says in Dibur HaMaskol Yachol that we follow the Rabbanan's opinion that argues with Rabbi Yishmael in Gemara Sanhedrin, that when it comes to Befarhesia, when it comes to someone forcing you to do an Aveira in public, Afila Mitzvah Kala Yaharog Val Yavor, even for a light mitzvah, something which is not that important is not the right word, but something which is considered a little more not as significant, you would still be required to give up your life and not violate it. And in private, then we would make a distinction between, you know, the big three and others. And that is the story, the continuation of the story between Rabbi Yishmael and his nephew. Let's continue a little bit more. Amar Rabba Bar Barchan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Maka Shemechalin Aleh Es HaShabbos Ein Misrapin Mehem. Says Rabbi Yochanan that any wound which you would need to violate Shabbos for, so clearly it's a sakana, Ein Misrapin Mehem, you're not allowed to be healed by an idolater or a min. V'igeda Amri Amar Rabba Bar Barchan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Maka Shel Chalal Ein Misrapin Mehem. However, there's another version which quoted in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that any maka which causes a halal, it's some sort of internal wound, you're not allowed to be healed by an idolater or a min. My bein, now what's the difference between whether it's a maka that you can be violate Shabbos for as opposed to an internal wound? Seems to be that they're both serious wounds that require chilul Shabbos. Ikebenayu gav hayad v'gav haregel. When it's a wound on the hand or the leg, to some say that a wound on the hand or on the foot, even though it's an external wound, it's viewed as an internal wound. So according to the one that says only an internal wound, well, this is not really an internal wound, it's just like an internal wound, but and therefore you would not be allowed to be healed by an idolater or a min. But the other wounds, which are mechalon laza Shabbos, this would be one that's considered for halakhic purposes a wound that you would be mechalon lav esa Shabbos. The Gemara is going to on the next daf. The Gemara is going to continue discussing different types of wounds and internal wounds, and whether you will be allowed to be healed when you have those wounds by an idolater or not. But we'll get to that next week.